Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
You ready?
Fucked up, guys.
Alrighty. It's 3 in the afternoon on a Monday.
Is it Monday?
Yeah, is it Monday?
I said it, and now I'm like, wait,
oh
is it Monday?
Oh my God, it's Monday.
It's only Monday.
There's a little difference. Oh, well, let's introduce.
Well, welcome to Mama Zimmer, though, people. We are a little out of our norm because we had shit to do on Friday. So we're recording on a Monday, and this will hopefully come out tomorrow, Tuesday.
So we are right on course for like...
Hey, as long as it comes out on Tuesday, we are on time. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, we don't have any weekend like buffer.
Exactly. Nope. We really should come up with a buffer. Well, I'm Vanessa, as always, and I have Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And today was a special day for us because we got to do a photo shoot.
We're so fancy.
We are super
fancy. We're so pretty.
We're so fun.
We got our makeup done, and we got prettified, and we have people take pictures of us.
We got styled.
Yeah. We got styled. That was the best part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're Kardashians. Moms and really are coming after you.
Hey, Chris. We need representation.
If you want to manage us, you're doing a great job.
You're doing an amazing job.
That's not sarcasm
at all.
So I want to say big huge shout out, thank you to friend of the podcast Patty. She's been on before, hopefully she'll be back on again soon. She styled us and she did shoot the photos for us, so thank you very much, Patty.
Thanks,
we can't wait to see the pictures and share them, and yeah, you're the best, we love your face.
So it's a little bit different for us. We're here on a Monday afternoon.
My child is in the other room watching a movie.
Don't worry. So the drinking will not be heavy today.
It won't be, but we're drinking $2 wine.
Yes.
From Aldi.
Yep.
Because they just opened an Aldi across the street from my house. And I am so excited. So today we are drinking a Winking Owl,
which is an adorable bottle, by the way.
And it's a Merlot.
It's a Merlot.
It was too
cute.
She's already not paying attention. That is cute.
Do you get it?
No.
Quicksilver. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, that is really cute, actually.
Super cute. Smack.
Okay. So, Seth is just showing us a picture.
I was on the internet and I was being distracted. I was actually looking at a picture from one of our podcast on the Geek Bro Network called Cosplay Fame, COSPLAYFAME, where they shared a really cute picture of some people cosplaying as Magneto. It's this guy cosplaying as Magneto and his two kids as Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Adorable.
And it's adorable. And if you don't know why,
you are probably
then you not probably part. Don't listen to I'm a, I unfortunately I don't like I begrudgingly know this information, but
all right, so back to the wine real quick anyway. Before we get distracted again, this is Winking Owl Wine. It is a California wine. It's a Merlot. Today, this afternoon, we're drinking a Merlot. It's actually really light.
Very light.
It does need to breathe. I did read some reviews on it before we opened the bottle. Most of the reviews said that after it breathes a little bit, it is much better. I love that it's not vinegary.
At all.
Sometimes inexpensive wines can be really vinegary.
Exactly. I was worried about that. But it's a little bit sweet, but it's still kind of dry.
Yeah, it has.
It's like a good mix.
According to the label, it has a dry taste. It is a medium-bodied wine, and it has some flavors of black cherry, mixed berries, and a hint of vanilla. So it is a teensy bit on the sweet side, but it's not overly sweet. It's very drinkable, and I think it was a good choice.
Yeah, very much so.
So thanks, Aldi, for having a cheap, good wine.
Yeah.
Oh, and the reviews. I found the reviews from Vivino, the Vivino app.
Oh,
Stephanie is distracting us again.
I'm sorry.
With the Facebook.
Damn it, Facebook.
But yeah.
So that's been our day. We've actually been together almost all day today.
Yeah since I dropped off this morning. Yeah,
we dropped off the kids. Christy and I dropped off our kids at school because they go to the same school. And I picked up Christy. She came home with me.
I picked up a stragger.
And then I went and picked up another one because I picked up Stephanie.
And I'm sitting with my bag and in the little seat outside of the school.
You were
school,
like hitchhiking in front of the kids' school.
I was just waiting there with a bag. Like,
I'm sure people were judging you.
Someone is really coming to get me.
I am not running away from home, I swear.
Sure, Jan.
But no, we've had a very productive, we've been all over Miami and Broward County.
No, we weren't in Miami. We were in Broward.
We were in Weston.
And then we had fancy pants. And then we had really amazing pizza.
We did. We ordered
FYI, Domino's
at 1:30, 2:00 in the afternoon. When you haven't eaten the best time.
But Domino's upped their game.
High five, Domino's. It was fantastic.
It was actually pretty.
You know what annoys me about this is that she's already. Oh,
we'll okay. So let's just jump right into it.
Let's jump right into it.
So we have been.
I have been, as you know, from episode 7 of our. Is it 7?
Something like that.
It was 7. 7 I think 8. It was 7 or 8.
The one that we want to be Kardashian.
Right.
We may want to be Kardashian.
I think it's episode 8.
We are fans. And unless you have been living under a rock since Saturday.
7. Good call.
It was at 7?
It was at 7. Wow. Right on the boat. Right on the boat.
Go Manana. Go Manana.
So in case you've been living under a rock since Saturday, Rob and Black China have broken up yet again. But this time it's because Black China was allegedly hacked. And I say allegedly because we know who's behind it.
Kris Jenner.
You don't fuck with the Kardashians.
Hell no. We love you, Kris.
We love you.
Please adopt us.
We love you. You can adopt us. You can represent us. We are obsessed with you.
I will give you 10%. In fact, I'll give you 15%. I'll give you more than your children give you.
We will give you. You know what? Just represent.
Do what you did with them exactly. To us.
That is the utmost, the biggest, the best example of turning lemons into lemonade. Because she took possibly the worst thing that could happen to somebody and made a career for all of these people that have spanned the last 10 years. And that...
All of them.
And everyone.
That, you know, like, people question it and people, like, say, oh, she's extorting her children or whatever. Like, first of all, they're all adults, number one. Number two.
Yeah, they're all, like, they're all okaying it. Like, they're all consenting to do this. It's not like... The only ones that you could possibly say that she was like stage momming were Kylie and Kendall because they just came like of age recently that they're legally adults. But
and Kendall obviously didn't want the full mainstream of it.
Yeah,
and she went
fashion model and she did. She's doing her own thing. She's awesome. They're all awesome.
Well, anyway,
but sorry, I'm like distracted. That's the color of this wine is really pretty.
Yeah, it is. It looks really nice. Funny enough, okay, so that you all know that we don't day drink. The color of the wine is beautiful through the
sunlight.
The sunlight.
Because we have an open window.
I wish I could video
lighting.
You two idiots right now.
You can. You have an iPad have in front of you.
We are literally holding up our glasses to the sunlight.
Well, you know what? That's how fancy wine tasters do it. You got to look for the legs and the color.
The legs.
Yeah.
I like when how it has legs.
When you swirl the wine, you can see like the marks that it makes on the glass.
I know that, but it makes me feel that my wine's gonna run away, and I don't.
This wine, does not have legs.
Doesn't have legs, so I'm glad. That means my wine's not going.
I don't even know what the fuck that means, but you know.
I just said it. When you swirl the wine, like you see, it's it a trace coming down. It's on like the side traces of the glass on the inside.
Oh,
they're called legs.
But look how pretty that color is. Right,
it is.
It's that gorgeous color right there.
It's like a ruby red color.
Yeah,
ruby red.
This is the most ADD beginning we've ever had.
We've been together way too long today.
Yeah, we've been together all day. Yeah.
Well, this is how we are. We go from topic to topic to topic to back to topic A.
Right. So anyway.
So topic K. The Kardashians.
Nice.
High five. High
Thank
five.
You.
Apparently, this alleged hack went to China's Instagram of all these plans and text messages and emails of how she was basically only with Rob for the money and wanted to just get the Kardashian last name.
Anyone surprised?
Nobody is surprised. Yeah. I said this from the beginning. I'm surprised they're not surprised, but whatever.
Chris wasn't surprised. That's why.
Nobody is surprised. The only one that's surprised is Rob.
I put a seat
who actually fell for it, which.
Hey, my Rob. Hi, I just want to give him a big hug.
I feel bad in a way, but then I also feel like, how did you not see this coming? So whatever.
Just wants to be loved.
And she took everything. She took all their furniture. She took his food. And he was Snapchatting
so petty. That's beyond petty to take all
she
the
was
food.
He was Snapchatting the empty house. It was really bad. Like, and he was like visibly upset. Like you could see, like his eyes were red. And some people are saying that he was high, which maybe he was. Whatever.
I mean,
but you know. Anyway, he was very visibly upset, and we've been on his side the entire time, and today they've been fighting on Instagram
back and forth.
But then 20 minutes ago,
fucking damn it, Rob.
He fucking
damn it,
Rob. Posted a damn picture it, Rob. Of the two of them like kissing or something, like apologizing for all his stuff, which fine, whatever, apologize. But
well, they have a family, so they
that's
have
who
a baby.
I feel bad for. I feel bad for this.
The
little,
baby is innocent.
This 1 month old baby that is going to have all this fucking drama her entire goddamn life.
That
so sad.
So however.
Unless Mama Chris.
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
Illuminati.
I don't know. I'm just Nori's black book has been great, like it always has been, but it's been particularly great, especially when she tweets, "Let go my uncle's ego, you monster."
I love Nori's black book.
Yeah. Well, China's Black China blocked the Twitter, blocked her tweets
because it's that amazing.
It's that fantastic. So anyway. We tweeted at Rob, so if any of our listeners want to go back and retweet it.
Yeah, retweet us.
Retweeted at Rob the gif of, or the gif, excuse me, Neri's going to be upset that I said it wrong. Poo Neri. We tweeted the gif of Tyra Banks from America's Next Top Model. The one, you guys know which one we're talking about, the one where she's yelling at this girl, "We were rooting for you, we were all rooting for you, how dare you?"
When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting
That's the excuse
for you.
I'm going to use at my kids.
For you. How dare you? Learn something from this. You go to bed at night, you lay there, and you take responsibility for yourself. Because nobody's going to take responsibility for you. You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You-
Rob?
That was for you, Rob.
That's for you.
So my voice is like this because I love you.
Because I love you.
Because I care.
We were rooting for you.
We were rooting for you, Rob.
God damn it, Rob.
We were willing to like go and help you.
Yes.
We were talking about this today.
I will
buy you all the food back. I will buy you Funyuns and Eggos.
We will help you. We will go to
bring you
go for walks. We will do Orange Theory. Whatever you want,
we'll
buddy.
We'll go see Gunnar Pearson with you.
You know, we were there for you. We weren't going to judge.
I'll take you to IKEA so you can buy new furniture.
Yeah, we need starter furniture, dude. We need starter furniture.
We can't afford fucking restoration hardware and shit.
Talk to your mama. Well, get us some sock money. And then,
Get us some Kylie Lip Kit money, damn it.
I'm actually wearing Kylie Lip Kit today.
Of course you are.
Hey, Kylie. Hey, Kyle.
Kyle, you best stay on Rob's side. Oh, I know you're right there with Tyga. You'd better take care of this.
Tyga hates China too.
I know, but that's just in case. There's some weird.
That whole situation is weird.
A little bit.
It's weird.
But yeah, just so you all know, we were with them.
Is it too
until
early?
The apology.
Well, yeah. is it too early for Team Rob shirts and Team
Team Lego my
Team Lego my ego.
Lego my uncle's ego.
Hashtag Team Rob.
Team See, the Rob. Problem with the Team Rob shirt is that I'm more Team Chris. Because
always Team Chris.
Because you know that Chris
that
tried.
Unsaid. That goes unsaid. It does not need to be stated that we are Team Chris Jenner.
Because Chris tried. She tried.
Yeah,
there wasn't much left in the other one.
Okay, no. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I chugged like 3 glasses during the photo shoot.
No, it's fine. I'm just.
FYI.
Because I had to drive.
If you questioned.
I hadn't eaten, so if I chugged so many bottles, it was because.
If you questioned.
I was getting drunk and throw up.
Would a Mamas and Merlot photo shoot. Would have wine.
Of course it would.
Of course it would.
Hello. I'm a little buzzed.
That was the best face ever. It's hot in here.
It is. It's really warm.
It's a little hot.
Hang on.
And the drinking's not going to make it better.
Air conditioning.
Okay. Yeah.
Please hold.
You done?
Yeah.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. Sorry about that. And we're back. Okay. So are we done with Rob and Black China?
For now.
We are done with Rob for now.
Okay.
Rob is for now. You are on timeout.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I made lots of notes.
Get in your corner.
Get in your corner, Rob. Talk to us when...
Timeout.
Your timeout. You know what you did. We're giving mom eyes right now. You know what you did.
Okay, so I have made notes because I realized that if I don't write down things that happen that I want to talk about on the podcast, when it comes to podcast recording time, I'm like, I have no stories for you guys. So I have some stories.
Okay.
Does anybody have mom stories?
I have like one or two.
Okay, well, first, I want to start with last week we talked about Christmas traditions because of Carla's email. Hey, mm-hmm. Carla. What
hey, Carla.
And so I said that our elf was joining us a little bit closer to Christmas this year because last year I kind of like burned out on ideas of how to move her.
Oh, has your elf shown up yet?
She did. She showed up on Monday because she was supposed to show up on Sunday, but then we had the cookie party and I forgot. So
what's
she
your
showed
elf's
up.
Name?
Her name is Candy. The elf in the house is named Candy. The one at school.
Puzzle?
Kenzapo.
Kenzapuzzle.
What the fuck kind of name for an elf is that?
I think he's African. I'm not even kidding. I think their elf is African.
She's not kidding. I saw a picture and the way they spell the name, and it's possibly that they're trying to like be the teacher's trying to be inclusive.
I don't know why all the children in the class are Hispanic, but I think the elf is African, but he's really sweet. He brought all the kids a stuffed puppy last Friday in the class, but that's not the point of my story. So our elf,
that just seems like a really complicated name for kids to say.
Yeah, because Sophie was telling me,
like, bring in diverse, fantastic, great, but like that just seems like a really
it's
for kids
hard.
For like 5-year-olds to have to
Sophie
say.
Sophie was
that
calling him Councilable,
Constable.
She called him Constable. She
Constable
called
elf.
Him
I love that name.
I had to ask the teacher today, like, what is the elf's name? And she was like, oh, his name is Kenzapo. Kenzepo. Kenzapo, I think. Anyway, so like I said, we started our elf last Monday. So it's been about a week that our elf Candy has been in our home visiting. And she has been a hit, even a bigger hit than last year. Sophie is over the moon excited. Every morning she like jumps out of bed. She wants to find Candy. Mommy, where's Candy? Where's Candy? And she asks me every day, how does she move? How does she move? How does she get there? And I was like, Mommy, I don't know. It's magic. And she's like, oh my God. Why doesn't she move so I can see her? And I'm like, because she looks like a toy. So when you go to bed and you fall asleep is when she starts moving. Interruptions. Hey, baby.
Mommy.
Hi.
What's up?
I want to be here.
Oh, I know, baby, but go watch a movie. Let mommy finish and then I'll go sit with you, okay?
Mommy's working.
We're working. That's water. Do you need something?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk.
Okay, I love you.
I love you
too. Oh, I feel so bad. Oh, I feel bad because she wants to hang out with me and I can't have her in here while I'm talking about how the elf moves.
Yeah.
It's okay. Listen, that kid got to have a dance party when we got home from
That's
school.
True.
We had a Moana dance party.
We had a
party,
Moana pizza
and
party.
And we got pizza.
Yeah. She's having a good day.
Andy Cohen launches a Plead the Fifth app. What? Sorry. Go. Continue.
Okay, so just wanted to say that we're super excited about...
Has Oliver reacted to him?
He does. Like,
does he know not to touch her?
Yes, he does. I tell him, I'm like, I every day we tell him, especially when it's somewhere where he can reach, because lately she's been in up high places, so neither one of them
I don't think
reach.
That Link would listen to me.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't think Nathan would.
Well, because Oliver has Sophie, so he follows Sophie's lead. Mm. So he tells me, he goes, Mommy, Candy... And he'll point at her, like, if she's up high. Mommy, Candy, Candy. I go, sí, papi, that's Candy. And he goes, no se toca. And I go, you're right. No se toca. You don't touch it. And he goes, no se toca. I'm like, my baby. So he knows. So it's been a hit. And I definitely do recommend waiting until they're at least 4 to start the elf. Because it's a little bit more... They grasp the concept a little bit better at 4. I don't think 3. I think 3 is a little too young. But
that's what I thought, so I'm glad. Okay.
So I just wanted to share that Candy has been a hit. And I don't even know where to start. I have so much stuff here. But I feel like I'm going to be talking for 45 minutes.
I will interject.
Yeah, I'll
interject. I have a story. All right, so we bought a new dining room table.
Yes, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. I'm super happy with it. And it has a bench. And the kids love the bench, which is great because now they want to sit at the table. They don't want to eat on the couch. They don't want to eat in the kitchen. They sit at the bench and they eat dinner on the bench like grownups. So earlier last week, Monday, I think it was Saturday night, last Saturday. This was, like, right after we recorded the episode with Rosie. It was, like, the night after.
So Saturday.
So, I think it was Saturday night. Sophie spent most of the day with my parents. And then my parents brought her home. They stopped and got croquetas, which was, like, Sophie's favorite thing in the world. They brought her home right at dinner time. So, I'm like, okay, I'm going to feed the kids. And they're both sitting on the bench. They both have the exact same meal. Like, down to the crumb, they have the exact same meal. And they're sitting next to each other, and Oliver keeps, like, scooting closer to Sophie, like, trying to steal her plate. And I'm like, but you have the same food. And he wasn't eating his food. He was trying to eat Sophie's food. I'm like, so he would, like, scoot closer to her, and then she would move a little bit. And then he would scoot closer to her all the way down the bench until she got to the edge of the bench, and she moved from the bench to the chair that's at the head of the table. Mm-hmm. Like, she moved her plate, her little placemat, everything, so she was at the edge of the head of the table. So Oliver scooted all the way to the edge of the bench, turned around to look at something, and didn't realize he was right at the edge of the bench. And he fell off, and he like almost face planted. Like, he had a little bruise on his cheek from hitting the floor. So he's, like, screaming. And, of course, I'm alone because everything happens when I'm alone.
Yeah, things don't happen when there's people around.
Of course not. So I'm alone, and I'm, like, trying to comfort him. And Sophie had just finished eating when Oliver fell. She ate all of her food, no problem. Like, I didn't have to fight with her. It was actually a great dinner. It was a great meal, like, a success, because I didn't have to fight with her. I didn't have to try to bribe her. I didn't have to yell at her, put her in timeout, nothing. She ate all her food without me having to say anything, which is a huge win. So I tell her, okay, Mommy, Wella brought you croquetas. You can have one. Get it while I go change Oliver and get him to calm down. So while I'm, like, in Oliver's room, like, rocking him, hugging him, comforting him, I hear her start coughing. And I'm like, the fuck is going on? So I call out to her. I'm like, are you okay? And she came into Oliver's room and her eyes were watery and she was still kind of, like, choking. And I'm like, Mommy, what happened? Are you okay? I thought maybe she, like, was choking on the food, and all of a sudden she gagged. Uh-oh. And I was like, you run to the bathroom and you do not stop. Like, I left Oliver, like, I feel like such an asshole, but I left him on the changing table and I ran to the bathroom. I mean, the bathroom is literally
it's across the hall
from his room. So it's not like I went to the west wing of my mansion. It's across the hall.
You're not supposed to go in the west wing. No. It's forbidden.
So, like, I run her to the bathroom. We make it, and she threw up all of her dinner. Like, right as we got to the toilet, she threw up everything. Why? She ate. Apparently, the croqueta was bad. I don't know if it just wasn't fresh. Like, it was weird. And I ate one, and I'm like, oh, this isn't so great. But I figured Sophie would eat it anyway because she always eats them. But it was bad enough to make her throw up. So that I had to, while she's throwing up, I had to leave her alone throwing up to go get Oliver because I realized that I left him on the changing table. So I got him and came back, and poor thing was like shaking. Oliver was still screaming from falling off the table. Like, mm-hmm. It was like
chaos.
Yeah, it was chaos for about 45 seconds with the screaming and the vomiting and the still crying. And then she was crying because she threw up everything. And I was like, like, can I cry? Like, why can't I cry? I want to cry too. And oh. ¿Qué pasó, mi amor?
I'm not on a time hill, so it doesn't matter.
So basically, everything has happened when you're alone.
Everything happens when I'm alone. And it wasn't like my parents had just left like 10 minutes prior to all of this happening.
Mm, of course they did.
So I was like, really? Really? Like, really? I have no words. Why is this happening?
All you needed was for like the dogs to run in at that point.
A dog to either start vomiting or run away. Like, that's what was missing, was an issue with the dogs. At least, like, knock on wood, those assholes haven't really done anything to piss me off lately. So they are earning their keep so far. I haven't threatened to let them run away or like give them away.
Well, whatever. Lady won't go anywhere.
No, bitch won't leave.
Get a clue, lady. You know how Jimmy Fallon does the thank you notes? Mm-hmm. He goes, thank you, frankincense and myrrh, for sounding like a law firm in Bethlehem.
What? Okay. Did you guys, I shared it on my page. I don't know if I shared it on Mamas and Merlot. Did you guys see the video of the reenactment of kids telling the story of the first of like Mary and Joseph and Christmas no. and stuff like that? I'm gonna share it tomorrow on the Mama's page. It's totally, it's not religious. It's nothing like that. So no offending to everybody. But it's basically they asked kids to tell them the story of like, well, how did, you know, Jesus was born and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like these kids are like, because, and then they went and they walked really far and it's like drunk history. Because they reenacted word for word, like mouthing what the kids are saying.
That's hilarious. That's
funny. It's so funny. I'm gonna put it because it's basically drunk history, but asking kids. And then the kids are like, but and then the angel went to Joseph and he said, listen, it's all good because Mary's gonna have a baby, but don't worry, you don't have to do nothing.
That's funny.
It's like from the mouth of babes type of thing.
That's cute.
I'm gonna post it. I was cracking up because it's like, it's drunk history, and it just shows you how drunk adults sound like small children.
Oh well, we used to play this. Well, on How I Met Your Mother, they do it, and we used to do it too, where we would tell stories, and we had to try to guess like if this is a story that happened when you were a child or if this is a story that happened when you were drunk. It's called Drunker Kid.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Drunk
like kid. Missy has, oh my, no, I'm not gonna say it. She's gonna I'll leave it for when
we
she,
can ask her
we'll when ask she her comes. Her drunker kid story when she comes to record for next week's episode, because she I don't want to put her on blast like that, and I'd rather her tell the story. It's really funny though.
I'm intrigued.
So I took one of Lincoln's classmates yesterday was having, I'm gonna move the table because it's like slanted, just so you know. One of Link's classrooms, his classmates threw a Christmas. Well, the 2-year-old didn't, but the mom threw a Christmas party yesterday.
What, a 3-year-old can't throw a party?
What?
Get on the ball, dude.
They need to start planning their own parties. Yeah, too much fucking work.
They're an adult already.
Seriously. They have opinions.
Yeah, they definitely have opinions. But it was a really cute, like, just backyard, like, Christmas party and the Christmas music and stuff. But she hired the best Santa that I've seen in a long time. This guy was like, it wasn't like Pepito que se cayó de la balsa, you know?
Pepito fell off the raft. Translation done.
I broke Vanessa.
Oh my god. Oh my god. In Pepito's defense.
That's fucking awesome.
If he had a white beard.
In my defense.
Can that be the title?
Pepito que se cayó de la balsa. Sure. We might.
In my defense, we live, like we've stated before, we live in Miami. There are a lot of Hispanic immigrants. I am Cuban and my family came in rafts. I am allowed to make this joke, okay?
And Mary came here illegally too. He's legal now.
I am allowed to make this joke before now. People come down on me for being a racist
but if
asshole.
You ask him, he'll tell you he came here.
I am Cuban and I have family that came on a raft, so I can talk about that.
Christmas
but anyway,
party,
a lot of the Santas that you see in Miami are not like they have, you know, the Miami Spanish accent and
Pepito.
Vanessa's taking notes.
And they're not like the greatest, especially in the malls and stuff. So this particular Santa was this like
it's my washing machine.
I guess he was American because I don't think he spoke Spanish, but like jolly, like chubby man.
Do you have a picture of him?
I do. We can
share.
I have a picture of Link with him actually.
Yeah.
And he had like the voice down and the laugh. And he was so good with all the kids. And they were like, what you were supposed to do was you were supposed to bring a gift for your kid.
Right.
So that Santa could bring him a gift. I'm trying to see.
Sophie went to one of those parties.
I'm trying to stay, like, keep this, like, volume low so that.
Sophie went to one of those parties and Santa brought her a Moana doll. This is a huge parenting win for me, by the way. Oh. So Santa brought her a Moana doll. And my mom is the one that took her to this party. I think it was on Tuesday. And Sophie told my mom, he was like, Wella, Santa forgot to bring my egg. And she means a Hatchimal. Oh. She wants a Hatchimal. And we all know like Hatchimals are like the toy.
I don't know what the fuck these things are. I don't have a girl.
A Hatchimal.
Go you.
I can't wait to give it to her. I'm so excited. But it is Neri's pissed because it's coming from Santa. So he's mad because he's going to get the credit because Neri wants the credit. But
here's the thing. She'll appreciate that you got it, and she'll be very excited that she got.
Oh my god, he's amazing!
Look at this. But his beard was real. He had like that real, like white.
He's amazing.
Oh no, that's like a legit.
That's legit Santa.
That's actually really, really good.
Yeah, but we were all supposed to bring like a gift for your children, so that like it lives.
Right.
Santa brought your kid a gift or whatever, and I guess like
we're whispering because we don't
I
know
guess
Sophie's
the parents
gonna come open the door.
Thought that like we can just do like a cheapy gift or whatever, but then I thought the opposite. I'm like, I don't want all this like what if because he goes to private school and like we're not like we're okay, but we're not like rich,
right?
So I didn't want him to be like well, all these kids are gonna get like all these badass gifts and my kids. So we bought. One of the Christmas gifts this year was going to be the BB-8, not the one that's for like that has the app for the phone, but the one that's the toy that
the Disney Store
but
one.
But the Disney Store one is the one that like it's sound activated. So with just sounds, it starts to move.
Yeah,
on its own, it's really cute. And Link,
it's awesome.
Link saw it at
Nathan has it. That's
right. That's how we've discovered this because Nathan has it and Link loved it.
Sophie wanted one too. So.
It's durable, people. It is durable.
Well, so
and it's not that expensive.
It was, and that and all. Also, like my other gifts hadn't come in yet, so it was either like this or I had to like go rush and like my gifts. Like I'm getting all my Amazon alerts now that they've all been delivered, but we still hadn't had that come in yet. I think Chrissy saw it on a Black Friday sale for Disney Store.
Yeah,
we got
thanks.
We got it for 50% off. So thanks.
But even without the 50%,
no,
off,
it still
really
wasn't.
It's like $34.99 or $39.99.
And then I paid $20 for it because it was 50%.
Yeah, but the 50% off was $20 because. Yeah. And I'm just gonna throw this out there. I'm not gonna call out anybody. And I'm not gonna name names. But we have a listener and a friend of one of our groups because we watch out for our people. We got you. Don't worry. If there was a Keurig on sale, I will let you know, girl. I will let you know. I got you.
Who wants a Keurig?
A friend of ours.
There's a friend. And somebody didn't tell her when they got it like on super discount sale.
Yeah, they got it for like $15.
What?
Yeah, like
super
with discounts
cheap.
And like a gift card. He was able to get it for like $15.
And he knew hers
and
broken.
And he didn't tell her that hers was, because hers was broken.
Oh.
So she's pissed. So we got you, girl.
We got you, girl. I will tell my friends when they can get the BB-8. They want it for $20.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so I took.
We're still looking for
I took the BB-8 to the to so that Santa can give him BB-8. And everybody else just kind of had like meh presents. So at the end of the day, we're driving away. And David was like, Link definitely got the best present.
Of course.
But. One of the kids that was there was Link's little girlfriend, Emily. And they...
The one that we played
the video of her saying that she loves him. And they were so cute. They were playing together like the whole time. Like they wouldn't leave each other's side. And then like there's like the little tykes, like Fisher-Price cars or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, it's really built for one kid. And he wanted to be inside and she wanted to be inside. So she like slid over so that he could like sit
so
with
cute.
Her. And she like...
He can sit with her.
Yeah. It was really adorable.
That is sweet.
Unlike unlike Vanessa. How's Oliver's relationships going lately?
So Oliver does have his little girlfriend, but apparently he's stolen her lunch one too many times, because the other day I like sat him next to her, because her parents and I, we usually drop the kids off around the same time. Like either her dad is leaving as I'm getting there, or he gets there like right after I get there. Like we always cross paths. So Oliver and this little girl, her name is Anaya, they happen to always get there at the same time. So they end up sitting next to each other at the breakfast table. So one day I get there, she's already there. She already has her breakfast. So I sit Oliver like, she's sitting on the side, so I sit him like at the head of the table next to her, and she was like, no, and I'm like, what is going on? And she like pulls her food away and she's like, this is mine. And I'm like, oh my God. So I think they broke up.
Or it's just Joey doesn't share food. I
can't blame her.
Listen, you can only take a girl's food so many times.
I can't blame her, but I think that's what happened. I think he just stole her food one too many times. Aww. And she was fed up. But it just, I was laughing and I kept trying to like comfort her. I'm like, mommy, he's not going to take your food. I was like, I promise he's not going to take your food. Here comes his own food. He has his own food. She was like grabbing the plate and like sliding across the table. Like, no, este mio. I'm like, poor thing. I can't even imagine how many times like he snatched something off. Cause, I mean, he does it to Sophie. I see him do it here at home. So I am inclined to
Link does
her.
It to me. We like how you were saying that they literally the same plate of food. Like,
yeah.
Link will eat it off of my plate because it's mommy's and it has to be. Like the other night we were eating, we had like a pasta primavera, mm-hmm. and he had his own portion of it in his little bowl that I had cut up for him. But then it's not that he finished eating it and then came to mine. It's his whole entire bowl sat there while he went to eat it off mine, because
of course
I guess he likes the longs, because he likes the long spaghetti, yeah. and he doesn't want cut spaghetti. So
yeah, I got screamed at
Mom's
the other day
better,
how dare you cut his
I got
spaghetti.
Screamed at the other day. He was super excited about getting chicken and then I start cutting up the chicken for him. And all of a sudden, I just get screamed at. And all I hear is, no. I'm like, what? He goes, put back together.
Aww.
And I'm like, well, that's not going to happen.
I'm like, there's really no way for that.
He's not going back from that kid.
Because normally, he likes me to, like the big tenders, I cut them up. And right. I give him the fork.
Well, I have to cut them up because Link will stuff the entire thing in his mouth.
Oliver, too. I served him blackberries last night. And I'm watching him eating them because I'm like sitting at the table with him. And he would like put one in his mouth and then he puts another one and like shoves 8 blackberries in his mouth. And he's sitting there like a fucking chipmunk.
Well, Link is a cook.
And I'm like, you can't do that. You're going to choke. And he's like manages to chew it all and swallow it. And I'm like, how the fuck did you do that without choking?
Yeah. Well, but Link will choke because he has like no gag reflex. So he will choke. And like
Oliver is like part chipmunk because he stores it in his cheeks until he like chews it enough to swallow.
Well, Link, like his mother is a connoisseur of croquetas and he'll take a croqueta, like a whole croqueta, and just shove it in his mouth. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. And I'm just like,
I just spilled some wine.
No, it's all good.
On my shirt.
At least we did it now and not earlier today when we were in borrowed clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, Nathan, his new thing, before used to be like a double fister. Like he always had to have like...
Thank God my shirt's black.
Yeah. He always just had like a cookie or anything. He had to have like one in each hand.
Yeah.
He's moved on from that. And now like the animal crackers, the one from Costco, that giant bucket, he will get like 3 or 4 cookies from there, put it in one hand and like bite through all 4 cookies at the same time.
Like a sandwich
but of cookie.
Nice.
So by the time like before it was like, okay, I'm just gonna put one cookie in my mouth and I'm already worried because like the cookies are not tiny,
right?
And like he lets it dissolve until he can like chew it. Now he puts like 4 cookies like and he's like super proud of himself.
Look what I did, Mom.
Super happy. And I'm just thinking, you are going to die. I'm like, please just don't. And then of course that's the moment he decides to bounce or to run or to stand on his head,
of course,
with a mouth full of food.
Yep. Oh well, since the croqueta made Sophie throw up the other day, I was really scared that she wasn't going to
ever eat them again.
Yeah. And for a minute she didn't want them, like the next day or 2 days later. Yeah, because that was Saturday night. So Monday afternoon after school, she was good all day. Sunday
Bucky shipped.
Yay, Bucky.
Yay, Bucky.
Not the Winter Soldier.
Oh, no, trust me. That wouldn't be a yay. That would be like, oh, hell yeah, let's do a party dance. I'm getting
That's
Bucky.
All you, boo.
I'm That's okay all you, with boo. That. See, I don't need everybody to be all up on my man. I need on one man. That's all me.
That's all you.
You can have Black that Panther. One. I have Bucky.
That's fine. And we just share Thor. That's how
we just share.
Lincoln, David, Lincoln. My well,
it's
mom.
David's fault.
My mom bought
I'm
Lincoln.
Get in so much trouble for that statement.
An Avengers. My mom
you
bought
started
Link.
Some shit this morning.
You did.
You started
shots
some shit.
Fired.
For those that don't know,
it was part of my statement this morning, and I held off. So can you imagine if I actually would have said it all?
We have a group chat with the three of us and our three husbands, and Christy yeah. said something this morning. I don't even remember because I was driving.
Okay,
when
basically,
it happened.
So so Stephanie mentions that
so my parents. Bought,
you start the story.
This is the backstory. My parents bought Link a placemat for the counter, for the kitchen counter, that is of the Avengers. So right. It's got Iron Man, Hulk, Captain America, and Thor. And he doesn't really. Are you okay? Are you drunk already? Is there a hole in your cup?
There must be a hole in my. No, there's like wine on the bottom, and that's what just dripped on me.
Well, he doesn't. He hasn't really seen much of the Avengers. He watches the cartoons every now and then. I think he's seen the movies here and there, so he doesn't really know who Iron Man is, and he doesn't really know. He doesn't know who Thor is at all because the ones that he watches most is the Captain America movies.
Oh, yeah, every time Sophie sees an American flag now since she's been watching Avengers, every time she sees an American flag, she goes, look, mommy, Captain America. And I go, mommy, that's the American flag. No, mom, that's Captain America. You're wrong, mom. And I'm like, okay.
Nathan just knows the dolls. Like, Nathan knows, like, his
but Nathan knows
is
who
the,
Iron Man is. I've seen
knows,
him do it.
Well, yeah, no, he knows it because of we've told him right. This is Iron Man.
Well,
this is Hulk.
He doesn't really
is...
know. So he knows who Hulk and Captain America are. He knows Iron Man, I have to remind him, but he does, I guess, never really knows who Thor is.
Nathan only knows Thor because my mom, all about Thor.
Well,
I love you.
So am I. And so my mom this morning actually came out and I was showing him who each one was, and my mom is watching me do this and she goes, and Thor is the one that Wewa likes. And I'm like, mommy likes Thor too. But, and then he looks at me and he goes, no mama, bad guy. And I was like, excuse me? Because there is no way that in this house
we do not
say that Thor is a bad guy.
Funny.
Like damn near disowned him on the spot.
So no, that's
Lynn
statement.
Has no idea.
But
Lynn
has no idea.
He has no idea.
I was like, personally victimized by the fact that my child
totally
did not
okay
know
this,
who Thor was. So
raise your hand if you were personally victimized by a 2-year-old.
So I
actually,
went.
If you're a parent of a 2-year-old, you should have raised your hand.
Yeah. I immediately went to the chat and I was like, my son just said that Thor was a bad guy, and all hell broke loose
after the initial comments of excuse me and WTF,
and I would have disowned him as well.
Yeah. I then made the bold statement of, well, that's obviously Dave's fault. And
how dare you?
Yeah,
how dare you?
And then basically when Dave asks why, I gave the most rational answer that I could possibly give to why it's David's fault. Is then it was one, hashtag irrational support.
Of course.
And
that
two
is
was,
the only reason why it's yeah. Dave's fault.
And two, I sure as hell wasn't going to blame Stephanie for it.
And that launched just... World War III.
I'm actually looking it up and it's like a really long.
It's really
it's
bad.
It's like 100 texts.
Yeah. It
like,
went from that to then they went... On a conversation
about
Star Wars, and then what Star Wars movies were the ranking, and could we really listen to someone's opinion if their Star Wars ranking was incorrect? And it was just, and then Jeff got in trouble because they thought he was supporting us when really he was just trying to make sure that Neri and Dave didn't like
get butt hurt.
No, he got upset because at one point Neri agreed with David a little too much, and David and Neri were like buddy buddy for a second, and Jeff was like,
Jeff didn't want to be excluded.
He was like, no. That's my man. You leave my fun size alone. And he.
Oh my God, Jeff and David had like a super, super boy love moment at breakfast.
God. Oh, yeah. It was very awkward.
They were sitting like not next to each other directly, but like Jeff was sitting at the head of the table and Dave was sitting on the other side. And Jeff like full on put his hand on top of David's hand and like looked him in his eyes and was like,
to have a conversation. He was like, listen, I've got to talk to you about something.
And I was like,
that's a bromance.
This is, yeah. No, it's beyond bromance.
They're like, if. if they could get married, they would. I don't know. It's
bad. The only thing that's stopping them is the fact that they like to have sex with girls. That's basically that's the only thing that's stopping
basically.
Them.
Basically. If we could, like,
how much that would actually stop them either.
No, honestly, I think
how long could, that's going to stop them.
If we could have two houses that were like big love houses,
like
you
a
know?
like a Mormon,
yeah, you have two houses. Well, let me take that back.
Not all Mormons. That I know, that's only a very small.
Yes, I know that.
So
we're talking the big love.
Yeah, we're talking big love sister wives.
Yeah, I have friends that are a part of Latter Day Saints, and it's nothing like big love at like at
no,
all.
No, I know that's like the extremist supposedly.
But
no offense.
Yeah,
no offense.
I got you, girl.
We're just saying they want a compound,
but in if you watch Big Love, there is actually very popular
to
the show.
Wives, because they do the same thing.
Well, and it's basically like the houses, but then it's all like it's like three houses it's like and it's a shared backyard.
Yeah.
Like they took down all
the dividing fences.
The fences between, so they just have like one huge backyard.
Well, Sister Wives, which is like, I guess, cool. The reality show version of that. They used to live in one big house that was just, it was like three stories and it was like all just divided up in like into like apartments, mm-hmm. I guess. And then they moved and they got a cul-de-sac and they bought the four houses on the cul-de-sac.
That's
and
cool.
Yeah, because they got that Sister Wives money.
They got TV money.
Well, yeah. So. But like thinking about it, imagine like if the three of us lived on a cul-de-sac and we shared like one big backyard.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But see, in that case.
But we don't share husbands.
But nobody would ever get anything done.
Oh yeah, no. It would be
like, hey, we're outside. Let's
we
go play.
Basically, the only way that's going to work, and it's, you know what? The only way that's going to work. And it's all on you, listeners. I'm talking to you. If you make us that popular that we can live our lives off of this podcast, Geek Bro, Mount MT Geekmore, what's up, bro? Any of our cosplay fame,
Geek Bro.
Everybody, Zeros on Heroes, we invite everybody. Everybody can live together. And then we all have our Woo Bro geek bro homes.
The geek block.
The geek block.
Wow.
Then it could happen. But I do question
the block that Geek Bro built.
If it would be like us in one house and like the husband's in another house.
That's probably and they would just come
what
over
would end
for
up
sex.
Happening. That's what would end up happening is that we'd be like, okay, the girls would be like, okay, I'm going to go to Christy's house. And then the boys would be like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Dave's house. And then we would spend all day separated until dinner time. And then like after dinner
not
time.
Not even, because
like,
we just go outside to the yard and just feed everybody. Whose turn is it for dinner tonight?
It would be like
we would have a schedule.
Yeah.
There's a calendar on the wall. Like, okay, this night, okay, it's Vanessa's turn to feed everybody. Okay, cool. Everybody to Vanessa's part of the yard and we'll all have dinner together.
This would be, you know what? We need three houses. We need the husband house. We need
the wife house,
the wife house with the kids, and then we have the date house. So
the sex
and then,
house,
yeah, the sex house.
That is.
Okay, the sex house. And then basically,
I didn't want to call it that.
When
so dirty, but
when
okay.
You and your hubby want to get it on, the other everybody else
the
watches
smash
your kid.
Room.
The smash house.
Everybody else watches your kids
you
at the house,
up.
And you can go to the sex house and like have your date night.
So speaking of Jersey Shore, they're doing
Sex House?
No. Bravo. Kind of. Bravo is doing putting on a new show that they're basically it's like they're saying that it's like Vanderpump Rules but for the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Summer House. It's about people that
I think I saw this
group of friends that like basically it's basically like a classier Jersey Shore because they're just renting
so
a
they
house.
Work at the shore?
They don't work at the shore. They're just rent instead of doing the shore, it's in the Hamptons. So it's a little bit classier.
Ooh.
A little bit.
Do they go to white parties?
So yeah, they do like the white parties. So it's gonna be like
I did a head shake
so,
there, people. You missed it.
Just imagine Christy shaking her head.
So yeah, I'm gonna tune in and watch that because that looks like it's gonna be a shit show. So.
Of course.
A bunch of 20-somethings
I don't know.
Hey, if they want to put us in the White House,
in the summer house.
Wrong house. I don't want to be in the White House.
I don't want to be in the House.
That's a lot of pressure. No.
No. The summer house.
Even though apparently there's room in the White House because nobody's moving in there.
Jeez. Oh, let's sidestep that topic move on.
The only thing I'll say is that like I saw a meme a couple weeks like the week of like right before the election. It's like, can we just put Obama in a month to month until we figure
seriously
something out?
I want right now Papa Biden. I'm looking at you.
Oh, didn't he say that he was gonna run in 2020?
He said that
I thought I saw that somewhere.
He didn't say he was going to, but he said he would consider it.
He's so over the shit show.
Consider it.
You know, here's
mofo.
The thing is that like
consider it.
I'm pretty sure that he was told he couldn't, and that's probably why it didn't happen, which is sad, but
that
whatever.
Sad.
Anyway, we're done. Okay.
Moving on. So I had a horrible mom moment.
What do you mean?
on Sunday after the cookie party. Okay. Real
so this
quick.
Is like last, not this Sunday. Not
well,
this
we didn't
Sunday.
Record on Friday, so we couldn't talk
the
about the
Sunday
cookie party.
Before okay. When we had the cookie party. We had right. a cookie. I hosted a cookie party at my mom's house. So of course Stephanie Christie came. A bunch of my friends came. Brought all their kids. Lack of planning on my part. Actually, lack of thinking on my part. I didn't realize what 12 small children under 5 was gonna sound like.
Yeah.
And what it was gonna be like. But it, I mean, I had fun. It was great to see.
It wasn't that bad.
It really wasn't that bad.
It could have been way worse.
I had plans like to do a craft with the kids, and like I made these really cute like picture frames to take pictures of the kids.
There were some pictures
taken. There was some pictures taken, but it wasn't as calm.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
As I was hoping for it to happen, because I was imagining all the kids like Sophie being 5 years old.
Can we pause for a second?
Sure. Please hold. Okay. Okay. We're back.
My apologies.
No worries.
What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
See, we can't pause for even like too long because I lose my shit.
Oh, I think I remember. I had a bad mom.
Oh yes, that's what
I was talking
was.
About the okay, Christmas
so
cookie party.
A lot of kids.
Okay, so yeah, we had a lot of kids. So after everybody left, like Oliver, Sophie, and I had dinner with my parents and my brother. And as we're like loading up in the car to go home, I hear Sophie and my mom talking about because my mom has gray hair, like her but it's like yeah. salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. And like, it sounds bad when I say she has gray hair, but she has like a bob and it's actually, it looks really good on her.
I wish my hair would all gray.
I was talking to my mom about women that have like older women that have the gray hair, and your mom came up as that it looks very good on her.
Yeah, yeah. Like Jeff's aunt has that same look, like her entire, like it works. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you yeah. know, tres pelo, like three hairs like sticking yeah. out. No, it's like,
it's it like, looks, it's her whole head is
and
gray and it looks great because she has like some black hair still. So it kind of looks like low lights. It looks fantastic. Fantastic. I love my mom's hair. She's very on trend with the gray hair.
Granny chic.
I have a yes. friend that just did it. That she just did her entire hair gray. It looks fine, but I feel like she just aged herself a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But it looks great on her, but because there's not much that doesn't look good on this girl. But
like, so anyway, so I hear my mom just cleaned out her attic. She brought everything down from the attic and was going through stuff. So like she made me bring stuff home, whatever. One of the things she found in the attic is there's like a sketch of my mom when she was younger. And my mom had like me, she had like really long hair, dark brown hair. And so Sophie was looking at it and she was talking to my mom, and my mom tells her, oh, guess who that is? So first she thought it was me, then she thought it was somebody else. And finally my mom was like, no, that's me when I was younger. And my mom and Sophie was like, that was you? She's like, but why is your hair, you had long hair and you had black hair? And like Sophie was so like shocked. She's like, yeah, mom, well, my abuela got older, so now my hair's shorter and it, you know, it changes colors when you get older. Sophie looks like, oh, so you're old? And my mom was like, yeah, you know, you get older. As you grow, you get older. And then like whatever, my mom closed the door. And then my mom's like, yeah, I'm old, but I'm fun. And she's like, yeah, you're fun, abuela. So then my mom closed the door. And then I hear Sophie telling me, she goes, mommy, somebody told me that when you get old, you die. She said, when I get old, I'm going to die. And I was like, who told you that, mommy? So she told me, like, one of her little friends at school. And then she's like, is that true? And without thinking, like, I didn't really think too far into it past, I don't want to lie to her. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, mommy, but that's not going to happen for a really, 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 really long time. And I tried to, like, exaggerate the really, really's
right.
because I wanted her to feel like it's going to be, like, forever from now. Mm-hmm. And that was the wrong answer because she freaked out.
I don't think that you did the wrong thing, though. I wouldn't have lied.
I didn't want to lie because it's true.
Because then, you know, God forbid, like, when something, like, you know,
when
eventually
somebody does that exactly, and that's what, you know, I wanted to avoid.
And you know, your parent, and she's gonna be super traumatized when mm-hmm. it's your parents or when it's Neri's parents, you know, like it's
exactly. So that's why I it was just like it happened so fast that I couldn't think of another answer. So I told her the truth, but it was in the moment. She was overly tired from the day, from the afternoon, because her best friend was there. There were so many kids, like, playing with Link and with Nathan and with everybody. She was just done. She started crying hysterically.
I didn't know that was the same day.
It was the same day, because it was, like, after you guys had already left.
Yeah, I know that it had happened, but I didn't know when.
She starts crying, and my first reaction was to laugh. That's where the bad mom part comes in. She's crying about being scared about dying, and I'm laughing in her face. See, mi amor. Yeah, come in, baby. I'm almost done, okay? Okay, she's leaving. So, yeah, so that's where the bad mom part... Not that I told her the truth was not the bad part.
I was like, it's not exactly...
No, no, no. The bad part was that I laughed. And the more she cried, the more I laughed. Because she was like, but I don't want to die. And you hear a five-year-old saying that, and I'm just like... I wouldn't have lied.
I wouldn't have lied.
And I didn't want to lie. I don't want to be that mom. And then, but then, like, now I feel like people are going to be like, when you lie about Santa, you know, like, I.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
It's not the same. Oh, did you see that video of that pastor guy? Oh,
what a douche lord.
What a dick. Like, seriously looking to get punched in the throat.
What a douche canoe. No. Like, what I don't understand, I mean, I guess I sort of understand where he's coming from in the sense that, like, Christmas is, that's like the commercial aspect of Christmas, yeah, and not the religious of, you know, Jesus and, like, that whole thing. So I understand that, and, like, but you don't, like, go around the mall and shouting that at children.
Yeah, you don't take that magic away from kids. Like,
well, speaking of taking magic, the Christmas party that we went to yesterday, there was a 5-year-old that was there that was, like, asking the other kids, like the other older, because there was like a variety of kids, most of them were like the 2-year-olds, but a lot of these kids have like older brothers that are like, you know, 4 or 5, whatever,
right?
So this he was kindergarten, yeah, so like 5 or 6. So he was asking his other kids from kindergarten, he was like looking around to his friends, and he was like, is that the real Santa, though? Like, where are his reindeer? And where's this?
Who's this kid?
This kid that was there at the party. Meh. One of the kids that was there at the party yesterday. I was like, but where are his reindeer? And then you see his little friend goes like, no, that's the real Santa. What are you talking about? And it's like, man, but that's so sad that, like, this kid is 5 or 6 years old. And, but, like, it's, I mean, already, like...
The magic is gone for him.
Well, I don't know if the magic, like, was gone, but he, like, you tell kids, like, oh, yeah, Santa has flying reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Santa comes to a party and he shows up with no reindeer. They're like, well, where's his reindeer?
He parked him outside.
Well, Link, no, because then they're going to want to go outside to see them.
They're magic. They disappear when Santa doesn't need them.
True.
Like Thestrals?
Yeah.
That's a little bit.
They're like descendant of Thestrals.
Well, anyway, so then, like, but even Link, when he saw Santa, he would go, Santa, reindeer? He would, like, ask where the reindeer were. But no, Santa just said, like,
what the fuck is wrong with me?
Santa just said that he left them in the North Pole because it's too hot for them here.
Well, that's a good genius answer. Santa, because it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too hot for me.
I don't know why Florida decided not to participate in winter this year.
It's been a couple years that it hasn't.
No, but at least gets a little bit, like, at least it's fucking 90 degrees outside today. Yeah, we're
wearing tank tops today.
Listen, for those of our listeners that are not in South Florida,
I'm so sorry that you're sitting through, like, the snowmageddon, but I would love to trade places for you with her for like 24 hours.
A day.
Just 24 hours.
We made the decision today. We don't need a white Christmas because we know that's asking for a little too much.
Gray.
We just need a cloudy Christmas. Just, like, gray. Just take the sun down a notch. Like, we were out today to do our photo shoot and we were sweating. Like, it was 80 something degrees today. Yeah. It is the middle of December.
It's a week away from Christmas.
Yeah. Not even.
I would just like a breeze. Like, you know, so if anybody would like to just come and just, like, put a fan next to me, you know.
Well, that's why I kept, like, swishing the dress around because I said that my vagina was on fire.
And there we go.
I told you I'd find a way to work it in.
And there's our title.
We've been passing this around.
Cayó de la balsa.
I mean, either one works. Can't go wrong with the title.
Oh, man.
Vag on fire.
Vag on fire. That's what this...
That girl is on fire.
Oh, man. If we were still doing songs... If we were still doing songs, I would tell you to do Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
That would have been a good song.
Yeah.
That would have been a good song.
Oh, well, we can't because we're getting advertised now and we don't want to get sued.
Exactly.
So, sorry.
So,
yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk about this. I don't know. Okay. Do we want to talk about this, about the hugging thing?
Yeah, let's talk about
that. Okay.
Yeah, because Sophie's kind of struggling with that at school, so let's talk about it.
Okay. My only concern is I don't want it to get like too serious because it's a little bit
we'll
of a
thing. We'll
but
keep
yeah.
It we'll so like, Christy has no idea what we're talking
there's
about.
There's an article floating around the internet, and I've kind of heard about I've heard of the concept, but it's something
this
that's
a boundary thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
About how you should allow your children to, like, their consent. It's I guess the whole concept is because
basically giving children power over their bodies.
Power over their bodies, and like where does consent begin? Because this, I feel like this year in particular, there have been a lot of issues regarding consent with women, and especially after things that the president-elect has said, like, throughout the course of the election, and
right, there's just been a lot of questions about consent.
Well, there's been judges, and there's been
right judges
that
have
said things.
Like, there was a judge that literally told the woman, like, "Well, why didn't you keep your legs closed?"
Yeah, that's not the right answer.
That's not, you know, things like that. So a friend of ours, Christy from Cosplay Fame, posted this.
A friend of the podcast,
Christy, that she posted this article that it, I guess that it had never occurred to her to think of consent this way, and maybe that's the problem is that we need to teach, we need to allow them from when they're young to be able to say yes or no on their own. And the question kind of comes up is, where is the line between do you force, what's going on?
She took her clothes off. You have a naked ninja's running around.
Oh, naked ninja. Okay. It's the whole question of where is the line? Do you force your children, or do you? I don't want to use the word force, because I feel like that's the wrong word.
It's not, and I now know what you're talking about because I saw it.
How far do you go when your children don't want to say hello to somebody, even if it's? I understand, like, maybe friends or people that aren't related, but especially with, like, blood relatives, grandma, grandpa. You know,
what's
like,
the line between
the
consent
line?
and
manners,
exactly, and politeness.
Right. So
I guess to preset this, like, not preset, that's not a word. Well, it is a word, but not the word I wanted to use. But in the Hispanic culture.
Right. And this was something that somebody brought up, is like, good luck with this in the Latin culture. It's in the Hispanic culture, it's disrespectful.
We don't say, hey, what's up?
Like, and you don't high five or wave. Like, you give somebody a kiss or a hug or both or whatever.
That's just the way
that we say hi to each other. So, and if you don't say hi to somebody like that, they feel disrespected, because that's how it is. And I know there are a lot of cultures that kind of have a similar feeling towards that's how you say hi to people. So, but, you know, kids are kids and sometimes they just don't want to. And I have a issue. I've, like, struggled with, like, consent things in the past with myself. I have, not to make this, like, a thing, but I've had a little bit of a history with, like, a little bit of, like, sexual, like, assault, and, like, something that happened to me when I was very young, that it kind of was, some things were forced upon me and whatever, and it's affected me the last 15 years of my life. And I have a very odd, not odd, but I have, but that being, I it's struggled with me personally, how and unfortunately don't want to put it this way because I don't have a girl,
and I think that's,
and I think
where
that's
gets
where I
oddly
kind of,
yeah.
I feel like I I'm very I got really nervous talking about this for some reason. I don't know why.
Take a deep breath.
We got you, baby. Take a sip.
And she did. Sorry. I didn't. I kind of, when it comes to Lincoln's grandparents, I'm very insistent on him at least hugging and kissing them. I mean, and sometimes he doesn't want to. And I think it's more because Lincoln is aware of when people
he knows when that bothers somebody. And he, like, my mom, for example, my mom's one of these grandmas that, like, loves them so much that she always just wants to hug them and kiss them or whatever. Right. And he knows that it bothers her when he doesn't. So he, like, does it to, like, mess around with
him. I'm totally there with you on that, because I think Nathan does that to Jeff's great grandmother.
Yeah. So I think to me that is disrespectful. Is like you're doing that because you know it bothers your grandmother. Doing it on purpose
to bother somebody,
right?
That's not okay.
And but, laughing about it and going like, no,
right? And that's what Link does. He goes, nope. So,
but you know why I think sometimes that happens is that, like, it happens with my mom, not so much with, like, hugging and kissing, but it happens with me. It happens with my mom when I tell Sophie come here and she says no. I start to make a joke out of it, and then we start playing a game, and, like, I'll chase her and I'll try to catch her.
Right.
So then every time I tell her, come here, she's like, oh, it's playtime. Mm-hmm. And then she takes it as a joke. So then that's why every time I tell her to do something, you know, like, she thinks of it as playtime kind of right. thing. So that's why maybe, I don't know if your mom does that, because I haven't seen it firsthand, but, like, if your mom says, oh, Link, dame un besito, give me a kiss or whatever, and then he says no, she goes, oh, you're not gonna give me a kiss.
Yeah, she
and she
does.
Like, hams it up,
right? Yeah, she
to make
does.
Him laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Then that's what it is. Is the, it's not that, I don't know, and I don't know if he's doing said, it to bother her, because he's two.
Right.
2 year olds aren't exactly said, malicious.
Like, Link is usually very friendly, and there's usually nobody that he doesn't, like, 90% of the time he won't.
He
not
is.
Say
when I ask him
somebody.
For a hug, he always gives me a hug.
So, and with in school and with strangers, it's like his friends' moms from school. Like, he usually, like, I promise you, like, 95% of the time doesn't have a problem. When he's in a mood or he's, you know,
he's
whatever,
tired.
He doesn't want to, like, I don't force him. I do think that there is a difference, and you have to, like, there is a difference between acknowledging somebody that has either entered the room or you've entered a room and there's somebody there that you need to acknowledge, and that's just courtesy, and that
respect.
Is manners, and that's respect, and that's, like, you have to, even if you don't want to hug and kiss, and that's fine,
you still have
you
to say hello.
Say hello, you know, say hi, whatever. I have seen this, because I've seen this in my family. There are people that won't even tell their children that they need to say hi, and that is to me my opinion.
Oh, I agree.
Disrespectful.
No, I agree, and I agree.
This
with,
is something that I've seen in my family.
I agree with the article.
Child
mostly.
would walk into a room and, like, nobody, like, be like a mumble as he's walking away. From,
that's not okay.
That's not okay.
Yeah, and I've seen that in my family as well. And I always said with Nathan that I make it a point to teach him, mm-hmm. thank you.
Please. Don't raise an asshole.
But it's so cute. My kids are good with that, with the please and the thank you. They even ask each other please and thank you without me prompting them. Now, recently, I've had to be like, Sophie, you can't snatch toys from him. Yeah, you need to ask him please. And if he says no, you can't snatch it. You need to respect that he said no. So that's what we're working on with them. But they still, between the two of them, they ask each other please, and they say thank you to each other. And I think it's great. Like, I'm doing something right there.
Yeah.
But I read this article a long time ago.
Right.
I read it.
Well, I read it a year or so ago. My sister-in-law posted something about it.
That's why I was like, when you said
it's not a new article.
No, that's why when you said it, I was like, what? I was like, wait, I've read this.
And my sister-in-law is very much like, if she says that she very much agrees with the article in the sense of, like, if her daughters don't want to physically touch somebody or let somebody hug them, like,
my
brother's wife. Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking of David's sisters.
No.
And I'm like, they don't have kids.
No. My brother's wife.
Yeah.
If her girls don't want to, she would make them say hi. Like, she will tell them, like,
I agree with the article
what
mostly.
What she says is that where I think, I guess, the compromise that she's made with my older niece is that she'll have her high five somebody.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I do that. And I, like I said, I read this article a long time ago. Sophie's 5. I read it. I don't know if I read it before she was born or right around the time she was born. And I do agree with a lot of it. There's times where I don't want to kiss somebody hello because maybe they tell you to trust your gut, you know? So if you feel like a situation is iffy, you don't want to get close to somebody as an adult,
right?
Why would I force my child, who may be scared of somebody they don't know?
Well, this is the other thing, is that I've also read recently, like, don't teach your kids stranger danger, because that puts puts it in their head that only strangers are bad, and that someone in their family can't do something to them.
I can agree with that.
That's not necessarily the case truth, because there are plenty of people. I mean, not plenty of people, but there are people that, you know, have
been abused by family members. I believe that the majority of children who are
abused
it comes from somebody that's right. not just family, but somebody who's well known. It could be a friend
close family. Close to the family.
Somebody who is well known to the child knows who this person is.
Right.
They also say the same thing with stranger danger. The problem with that also is when your kid is lost.
Yeah, they don't know.
If you teach them stranger danger, they all associate cops.
Well, that's what that's a Hispanic thing too. Yeah, though. It's like the whole thing is like, si tú no te portas bien, voy a llamar la policía.
I've never done that.
I've never done that either.
I've never done that.
My grandmother used to do that to my brother, not to me because I was good. But my brother was like
the translation. If you behave bad, we're gonna call the cops.
Well, recently we were at Target because I'm always at Target. Last week I was at Target every single day. Not even exaggerating. I was at Target Monday through Friday.
Feel so bad
and like an asshole.
I feel really bad for you.
Yeah,
I was at work all week.
I thought of you guys. Well, I was wandering around Target just like eating shit and looking, and I was like, oh, let me just ask if they have Hatchimals. And I asked the lady. She's like, we just sold the last one. And I'm like, god damn it. Like, if I hadn't been like comiendo mierda, I would have gotten the Hatchimal earlier. But that's neither here nor there. So one of the times that we've been in Target recently, we were sitting in the Starbucks having a snack because that is like one of Sophie's favorite rewards. If she does good at school, she gets a cake pop from Starbucks. And the Target Starbucks is the one that's pretty much closest to her school. So we were sitting there and these two police officers came in. It was a male and a female cop, and she could not stop staring at them. And I've never told her that cops are bad. I've never been the type of person to be like, well, if you misbehave, I'm going to call the cops so they can take you away. Because she's asked me, like, she's watched Scooby-Doo and she sees, like, the cops take the bad guys away. And, like, she's told me herself, she's like, mommy, when you're bad, the police take you, right? And I go, see, mommy, they take you to jail when you're bad. And then I'll tell her later, I'll be like, you're being bad. She'll start crying that she doesn't want the police to take her. Or she'll tell me, mommy, I don't want the police to take you. I'm like, the police aren't going to take me. I'm not doing anything bad. So I know that she has like that kind of fear about police that's been, I don't know where it came from, because it didn't come from me telling her that I was going to call the police on her. So I see her staring at them and I go, she's staring at them. I'm like, mommy, you want to go say hi? And she's like, no, I'm scared. I'm like, well, there's nothing to be scared of. They're really nice people. She was sitting in the shopping cart. So I pushed the shopping cart towards the police and I said, excuse me. And she started talking to them. They talked to her for about 5 minutes. And I thought it was really great of the cops to take, because they were waiting in line at Starbucks.
Well, that's the thing, is that like, if you teach your kids that the cops are good, or that you are going to be bad because, you know, that, or the cops only deal with bad people or whatever, God forbid something happens to them and they get separated.
That's who they need to go to.
I've told her, Sophie, if God forbid we get separated, you either find a police or you find a mommy. You find a mommy that has little kids because she'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
I've told her a few times. I'm like, you find a mommy, mm-hmm. not a daddy, a mommy. A mommy with little kids like you will help you. She'll help you get to somebody else who can help you find mommy. So I've told her that. And again, we've had this discussion before where I like, I'm now terrified of dying in my sleep. So Sophie knows how to unlock my phone and call my parents. And she also knows how to call the pediatrician.
Hello, doctor.
Well, I mean, I showed her like my favorites, my speed dials. She knows papi, mommy, papi, abuela, nono, my brother, my mother-in-law, my parents' landline. And then the pediatrician is the last speed dial because I call him every other week.
Yeah.
But like, she knows how to use the phone, you know, as a phone.
At her age, it is important that she knows
it is.
All that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think when it comes to like there's a point where you need to, one, teach your kids stranger danger and teach them for some effects, and then have a respect for the police, but not a fear of them.
Yes.
But then, and then the same thing, there's like, we have boys. So when it comes to,
yeah, I think if I had a girl, I would she didn't want to like hug somebody or whatever. And unfortunately, like, I hate to make this about gender, but it is.
It really.
I feel like if I had a girl, or like one day, if my daughter ever says like, "Mommy, I don't want to," or just doesn't want to like hug or kiss somebody, like, I'm not gonna encourage her as much as I would encourage
her brother. My rule, because I am the only one with a girl. My rule with her has been, I ask her twice. Mm-hmm. I say, Sophie, say hi, give Wela a kiss, mm-hmm. or give Nono a kiss. And she'll like pull away and I go, mommy, please give. Her problem a lot is with my grandmother, mm-hmm. with her great grandmother. She doesn't see her very often. She comes like every four months. She comes here because she lives in North Carolina. She'll come and visit. And I tell her, like, say hi to Nona, give Nona a hug. Mm-hmm. And she'll say no. And then my grandma like tries to force it. And it bothers me when my grandma tries to force it because I don't want to tell my grandmother anything because...
But that's the old...
It's Hispanic, the old Italian.
Well, that's what I was saying. I'm not sure what... I can assume what other cultures do it, but I don't want to like say something wrong.
Well, no, yeah. But, we can only speak to what we know.
Right. But I know like you're Italian and I have friends of mine that are Jewish and like my friend's Jewish grandmother is kind of the same.
Yeah. At least, in the European culture, I'm pretty sure Middle Eastern people also greet each other.
Right. With kisses. Right.
I'm not trying to generalize.
That some, while you were out, Christy and I were talking about it. In many cultures, like kissing is how you say hi to people.
Yeah.
And it's not, you're not open mouth kissing somebody on the lips.
Italians, it's one kiss on each cheek.
Right. Well, yeah.
Europeans, and I know that, I'm not sure.
Europeans in general, because in Spain they do it and in France they do it. And
I'm not sure which Middle Eastern culture. I think it's two.
Yeah.
Like one, two, three, four. Right. So like you do.
Oh.
Hey, baby.
We've been joined by Elena of Avalor.
You're not Elena. You look like Elena.
I'm dressed like Elena.
I don't want to be Elena.
You don't want to be Elena?
No.
All right, hang on.
You know, I was watching TV for a lot of days. And the part is when I was good in school and I got two check marks, and that's my mom and dad.
Oh, good.
Good job.
Hey, what is your favorite thing to do when you do good in school?
Oh, I got a snowflake and a black
one. What's your favorite surprise?
My surprise is...
Hold it still, mommy.
Hold it to your mouth, mama.
I like it just with somebody... Game it to
What's
me.
Your favorite surprise that mommy gives you when you do good
when
in
you
school?
Do good in school? Where does mommy take you? What do we get to eat?
We go to eat some cake, chocolate
lollipop. Yeah,
we ate that. That was very good.
Oh, awesome!
All right.
Right. She does it. Okay.
That's what you were talking about.
All right. Sorry for the interruption. So the last thing I remember, because clearly we forget what we talk about. The last thing I remember saying is that when it comes to my daughter is that I will ask her twice. And if she, after asking her two times to, you know, give somebody a hug or give somebody a kiss.
I'm smoking in here.
You're too little to be smoking anything. And that's a saxophone, not a pipe.
This is a pipe.
People are going to think I'm an offer.
For reference. She got like a Shopkins thing.
It's a Shopkins saxophone. Please don't touch it, mommy. Sophie, if you want to stay in here, you need to listen to me, okay?
Okay.
Please stay still, okay? So I'll ask her twice to say hi with a hug or a kiss. And if she doesn't want to, I'll tell her... At least say hello. You need to say hello. You need to, like Stephanie said earlier, you need to acknowledge the person
right.
that we're greeting. That there's somebody that, you know, either walked into a room or they walked into a room. We need to acknowledge mm-hmm. that person. I'll make her say hello. She went through a phase between about 2 and 4 and a half. So it lasted a while where she, if she didn't want to hug anybody, she would not hug that person. And I know I've experienced it with both of your boys
mm-hmm.
where I ask for a hug and if they don't want to hug me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'll back off because
I got really excited because on Sunday, Nathan hugged me and I don't think he had ever hugged me before. So I guess it's like he's finally starting to feel comfortable with me.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I pick up Oliver, I see Nathan at school and he like waves at me and he says hello. So it's super cute.
Yeah, Nathan will say hello and goodbye really well. To get a hug and a kiss from him, it takes out. That's how I know he actually likes his teacher, because she'll be like, oh, hug for teacher at the end of the day, like, oh, goodbye, and he'll walk up to her and give her a hug goodbye. So like that's how I know he trusts her, because, and it's not that he doesn't trust you guys, I just know that means that like he's gotten like that, okay,
but kids,
I know you,
kids,
I see you every day, I'm cool with you. But mind you, like, he has one of his great grandmothers that he sees all the time.
Right.
And you couldn't pay him to give her a hug and a kiss. I don't know what it is. Like,
well,
it's the same thing
with my great grandmother.
But he sees her every day.
But
every other day.
You know, Lala's mommy's granny, she don't know and what I'm talking about. But, you know, she... Nana's really old and she's weak.
Thank you, Mama.
Oh, your mom is gonna love that one.
Oh, no, she's talking about my grandmother. So my grandmother doesn't speak English, so it's fine. Oh. She has no idea.
And then I meet Wella this morning.
You saw Wella this morning?
With you.
With me?
Yeah, with Mommy. And then we have fun there, but a little mistake would have behaved better.
Okay, baby, can you go watch My Little Pony, please?
Please,
Mommy.
I want to finish.
Is there really a character on My Little Pony called Dr. Hooves?
I believe so.
I think so. Exactly. I love My Little Pony because they make jokes that adults understand.
Right.
Like, I thank you to Facebook Memories for reminding me of this, but...
yeah, I remember when you guys were, like, watching it, like, pretty...
Don't listen to people.
A year or two ago, one of the ponies was like, brace yourselves because winter is coming. And I almost fell off the couch because I couldn't stop laughing.
That's funny.
And I like that they call each other. They're like, instead of saying everybody, they say every pony. So it's, I love that show. It's a great show.
Yeah.
By the way, my dogs just scared the crap out of me because I went to go to my bathroom and I forgot they were in my room.
I'm very smoking.
No, you're not smoking. Go watch My Little Pony. Llámame voy a terminar 10 minutos más. Because it's 4:30 and I got to go pick up my son.
Yeah.
Huh?
Can I clean this area?
Later.
Well,
thank you.
I'm not going to watch My Little Pony.
Go put your shoes. We got to leave soon. So yeah, so basically, I mean, I think we're all on the same page where we agree that we try to give our kids a little
bit. It's just hard. It's hard in our culture because it's so ingrained in us, and it's especially with like the older family members that feel disrespected. Like,
but I mean, I feel like they need to understand. Like, you sometimes kids just don't want to do something.
Yeah, but
I know they don't.
They're raised in a generation where like it's the children need to be seen and not heard, and like kids didn't have rights, and you know, where
that's true.
And it was just raised. They were raised differently.
They were raised
differently, and they raised our parents differently.
Yeah,
so it's,
that's a big struggle now when I say something. Like, my parents sometimes disagree with the way that I handle certain situations. So, and my brother does too. My brother is of the mentality that a little ass whooping never hurt nobody.
Right.
And sometimes I feel like
that happens with me and my mom all the time. Like, I'm sure like I know that I can hear my mother rolling her eyes from with how many things
we disagree
she doesn't agree with. But, you know, it's the way that I'm choosing.
Yeah. We're choosing different. Doesn't mean.
Right.
I mean.
So
we could go on forever
on this topic. Yeah. So I just, it's hard. But that being said, like, I've literally seen kids that just don't acknowledge anybody. Like, it was just,
yeah,
like,
there's a big difference
barely
between
mumble a hi as they're like, you know. And I think that's the danger with this generation that's like
all about the cell phone
and all about like whatever screen is in front of them, that they, you know, like, they're so preoccupied with whatever the hell is going on.
I try really hard.
I do too,
to keep the cell phone off the table when we're eating.
I just try to keep it like at all, like Lincoln, like, I know your kids don't know how to unlock your phone. Like, Sophie is the age where she needs to, but like I don't give Link my phone. Like, the only time I'll give him like a screen like when we're eating is if it's like later and we're at dinner and he's like being really, really
when Nate's on like his like hyper super hyper mode.
Like, we had to on Sunday because it was the only way to wrangle them.
Yeah.
And even that, at one point they just handed the phone back and he was like, I am just going to do this.
Yeah. But I mean, they're kids. Like, sometimes no matter how what you want them to do, how well you've trained them, how well you've taught them, they're gonna do what they want to do because they're children and they're exercising their will and they're learning what they can and can't get away with. So it's just,
yeah,
I got why we're parents.
I get it.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I mean, I guess we all three of us are in agreement that we do try to give our kids a little bit of authority.
Yeah, as long as our kid at least
saying hello and the hugging and the kissing, we do try to give them a little authority over themselves.
As long as the kid is proper manners as far as hello, goodbye.
Yeah, Link will like wave at somebody and say hi or whatever. Yeah. Like,
you said it earlier that you'll give a high five. Like, either wave, I tell her, like, okay, can you at least say hello? Mm-hmm. And like, I'll wave, like, can you at least say hi? And she'll wave, or I'm like, high five, she'll do high five. But if she doesn't want to hug, I mean, sometimes I don't want to hug people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's struggling with that at school. Like I mentioned earlier, Sophie's super friendly, super affectionate. She loves to hug and kiss. Like, she loves giving hugs and kisses. Like, I'll be sitting next to her on the couch, and sometimes she'll just look over and give me a kiss on my shoulder. or my boob.
Yeah, Nathan does. Like,
generally, she likes to kiss my boobs. It's weird.
Nathan likes to kiss my leg. It's very odd.
But she likes to give kisses. She likes to give hugs. And that's something that the teacher has, like, given me notes on her daily reports, is that, oh, there's kids that have... So, and, like, there's another thing, like, the whole other uproar of parents kissing their kids on the lips.
I do that.
Listen, I'm not going to tell my kid if he tries to give me a kiss on the lips, oh, no, that's dirty, because then I don't want to give him some sort of mental, like... trauma. I do that.
My parents did it with me, and it stopped when, or my mom did it
when it becomes appropriate.
I don't know if my dad did, but at around 5 it stopped. And you know.
Lately I've been trying to not initiate kisses with Sophie on the lips, but if she wants to give me a kiss on the lips, I let her. Only when she, like, holds on to my face and tries to make out with me is when I stop it.
Yeah. Well, Sophie's at theater. She's watching, like, princess movies. And yeah. She's doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, she sees the longer kisses and the longer embraces. So I try, like, no, mommy, that you don't do that. If you give a kiss on the lips, it's quick. But that's a problem that she's having at school, is that she, like, tries to kiss her friends on the lips. And they don't like that, so they tell the teacher.
Oh, well, Link does it, but...
They're two. He does it they
one,
don't really get...
With
they,
one little girl.
They can't really tattle at that age. At 5, they right. know that they don't like it. So that's where we're struggling, is that she's just super affectionate, and she kisses me all the time, so I don't tell her no not to kiss mm-hmm. me. But when she's at school, she wants to kiss her friends. She kisses her friends, and they don't like it. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to teach her, if somebody doesn't like that... You cannot do it. You mm-hmm. need to right. get their... It's hard to explain consent to a 5-year-old. Yeah, but well, I tell, like, if somebody...
Also, the thing is, with that, you can't also, like, get someone's permission, because then it's just like, oh, but mommy, I had his permission.
Exactly.
Because kids will...
But, what I've been using with her is when she wants to hug her brother when he's being cranky, and she just wants to hug him to comfort him, and he gets angry, and I go, see, look, he doesn't want that. Mm-hmm. So, see, he didn't like it. He's crying. He's screaming. Don't touch him when he's being that way. Mm-hmm. You need to... assess the situation. If right. they don't want the hug, you cannot give it.
Right.
So that's something that we're working on, and mm-hmm. it's definitely difficult, especially because she's so affectionate.
And Nathan's that kid that, like, he's just so loving. He's
yeah.
And one of the things I've been working with him, and it's kind of working a little bit, is like when I'll say Nathan besito, I'll be like, give me a kiss. Or I'll say Nathan besito, and I give him a kiss on his cheek. Mm-hmm. So I've been giving him kisses on his cheek, so that when he and I say besito. And I put my cheek so that he gives me kisses on my cheek, because I have noticed that, like, he's getting to the age. If right now he gives me kisses on the lips, or he kisses Jeff on the lips, or any, like, mm-hmm. it's no big deal. It's a kid. I think right. Nathan and Link, when they hugged each other the other day, they gave themselves a little besito. It doesn't matter.
It was so cute.
It's the innocence of childhood. It's the innocence of love.
Right.
The only reason that I'm trying to move it to the side is also, they are germ monsters.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I'm trying to get
sick. Don't get sick.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't get sick. Like, I see other kids around, and I'm like, I want you to play, and I want you to be social, but please don't touch them too much.
Please don't let them sneeze in your face.
Don't sneeze in your face. Look, he has snot. Don't touch that snot. Touch any place else on his body but the snot that's running
down
his face.
Don't put your fingers in your mouth. Don't put your fingers in your mouth. Please don't put your fingers in your mouth.
So basically, I'm just, that's what I'm trying to change. It's just, and that's the only way I'm doing it. And it's not because of oh my God, you know, I can't believe my child's going to get something. No, it's just, at this age, I'm trying to start it little by little, just right. because.
Well, I think the whole thing with that is that the people are like, oh, that's so perverted that an adult and a child.
I'm like, you have issues if you find anything perverted.
Yeah, she's not kissing a random, like, I know the whole thing was with Hillary Duff with her. Well, this time it was Hillary Duff.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham
did it a couple months ago. And it's like, but she's not, like,
every few months
teaching some, she's not kissing some random kid that she picked up at Disney.
Yeah, like, she's
it's
not, like, kid. Shoving her tongue in.
I'm not grabbing Lincoln and saying, Lincoln, kiss me. No, that would be
that's
odd
abuse.
And inappropriate.
Yes, that is not okay. This is where the whole consent thing we talked about comes in. That is not okay.
Yeah, no. But if I give Nathan and I go, Papa, give me a besito, give me a kiss, and he gives me a kiss on the nose, on my mouth, on my head, on my cheek,
oh, well,
it's
Link
wherever.
He'll go, Mama, besito, and he'll give me a kiss on one side, and then he'll move my face, and he goes, Mama, nose, Mama, boca, exactly. Mama, eyes, and he'll kiss me, like, all over my face. Yes.
Exactly, and that's super innocent.
Yeah,
it's not that they're,
it's
like,
not, they don't know.
No,
they don't know.
No, like my Nathan, like, Nathan will he loves to grab me and my and Jeff and be like, Mama, Dada, besito.
Oh,
Mama,
David,
Dada,
Lincoln does that to
oh,
us.
Oh no,
too.
We're at the stage where they think it's disgusting. Because Sophie thinks it's disgusting, then Oliver starts screaming. So
no,
it's we're still there. So like house. Nathan, Jeff will do that. Nathan will
Gunner.
Do that for
Gunner,
me. And Jeff.
I know.
Yeah, and my dog. And then
gets it on the action.
But yeah, but my mom
Gunner get a besito.
Well, actually, Nathan will tell you. give Gunnar get a besito too, so you give Gunnar a kiss. But then my mom, but he'll actually grab, like when me and my mom are there, Nathan will grab me and give me a besito, give me a kiss. Then he'll grab my mom and give her a kiss and then say, mama. He'll go, mama, Lela, besito. And he wants me and my mom to give each other a kiss. But whenever we, like, he pushes our heads together and we, like, specifically move our faces.
Right.
Because it's on our age, it's not appropriate. I'm not going to kiss my mom on the lips.
I know some adults do that.
There was one time that David.
That's all power to them.
Yeah.
David and I, one time we were mad at each other and Link chose that moment was the moment he wanted to see us kiss.
Mama, kiss!
So he was going, mama, papa, and he will take our hands and make us hold hands and then put our heads together. And it just happened to be that we had just like gotten into like, not a nasty, nasty fight, but like one of those like annoying little like, where I don't want to talk to you right now, like you're annoying me. And that's the moment he chose that he wanted us to kiss. So that was,
kids have the best time.
Yeah,
he may have actually been like, mama tata don't seem happy, I'm gonna make them kiss.
Well
now.
Yeah, Sophie's not at that age where we like, if we start talking like agitated, even if we're not mad at each other, we're just like agitated or excited about something, stop fighting. I hear Sophie, stop fighting. Stop fighting.
There was one time that David and I got like into like a pretty heated argument in the car, and Link from the, I felt so bad. Link from the back seat goes, "Mama, sorry, Mama, sorry."
Aww.
I felt so bad.
Oh no.
Yeah. So since then we've tried to like curb the arguing in front of him.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him like un complejo about like, that he's the reason. He's the reason mommy and daddy are fighting.
They're fighting because of me.
But yeah.
Oh no.
So I think we're just at the point that like it's kids do kids, let them be kids, and then don't force anything on them and just be parent your kid your own way. Just raise good humans.
Yeah, raise a good human.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make sure that the kid is...
good people. Because once you're done with them, we got to deal with them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Please don't.
And that's all that really matters. Like, if your kid's going to kiss somebody in the lips, if your kid is going
to,
like,
just make sure he's got permission to do it first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Consent. And just make,
yeah.
If your kid says consent, says hello, goodbye, all that, but just, you know, raise a good human.
I actually saw a really good consent analogy, and it's the following. If Vanessa asks me for $5 because she knows that I have $5, and I tell her I'm not going to give you $5. That's, and then she goes into my purse and takes my $5. She's still stealing,
right?
So it's the same.
Why me, bro?
Well, I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Apparently, you have the face takes, of a,
if Chrissy takes my $5, that's still stealing too.
Exactly. So you need to ask, and if the answer is,
there was one actually, and I could post it because I still have the link to it. That in the UK they showed the idea of consent.
The tea. That's a good one.
If Vanessa comes over to my house and says that she wants tea, shut up. It's you. Fine. I don't want you to my house. You always say nobody wants you. And now.
I have a predator face.
Okay, so if Stephanie comes over to my house and says, and I offer Stephanie tea, but and Stephanie says, yes, I want tea, but when I go to make the tea,
Job, baby.
And Stephanie, while I am making tea, Stephanie falls asleep. When I come back out with the tea, Stephanie is sleeping. Even though Stephanie, before she fell asleep, said she wanted tea, does not mean I am now to pour tea on sleeping Stephanie or give Stephanie tea while she is sleeping.
Yeah.
Consent is over.
Yeah,
because Stephanie is now asleep. So just remember, good kids, good humans,
good people,
happy people.
What I think it's important for. It is about gender. I hate for it to be about gender, but it is about gender.
As mothers of
boys, especially, like you are raising someone's
future husband,
boyfriend.
Friends.
Exactly.
It's your responsibility as his mother to teach him how a woman or another human being should
be treated
in general. It's your responsibility to teach them how a human being should be treated.
Wait, let me help you.
And kids observe a lot more than they take in if you speak to them. It's not also talking to them and it's showing.
Finish out.
Anyway.
So on that note, because we're running out of memory space on the memory card. Mi amor.
We can't do a KMF.
No, not today. We'll save it for the next one.
We'll save it for Thursday.
There's only 7 minutes left on the memory card. Good job, baby. Give me five.
We'll save it for the one that's later this week. We're going to record again later this week.
When we have a guest.
Yes.
So let's real quick give a quick review, recap of our wine.
Yeah, that was like a pretty, like,
not for again, nothing, we're drinking Winking wine. Owl. It's a $289 bottle from Aldi. Wine.
What?
We went to a boat and we got this fish.
Cool.
And we bought it and then we took it and then we bought it dollars now and then. And I love it and I love fish. And it's a cup and we can drink it everything. And I really, really.
Commas, Sophie. Commas. Oh.
Okay. So. On that
That's note, how she feels about the fish.
We did not drink enough wine to deal with this.
No.
Because, obviously, because she's here.
She's here and we have to drive now. I have to go pick up Oliver. Yeah. It's almost 5 in the afternoon. So the wine was for $3. Really, I mean, good. For less than $3 for the bottle. No,
not even like for just $3 wine. It was decent wine, in general.
It wasn't vinegary. Again, we did let it breathe.
Yeah.
We gave it a chance to... You know, I don't know what that get oxygenated. But honestly, you can't go wrong. Easy to drink. 12% alcohol content. I liked it. Sweet, fruity.
Not too sweet.
Not too sweet.
There's a dry tone to it.
It was a mannish sweet because apparently we drink like men. It was a mannish sweet. We enjoyed it. Again, that was the Winking Owl Merlot. They had, that I noticed, they did have a white and they had a Syrah. At first, I was going to buy the Syrah because that was the first one I saw. But then I saw Merlot and I'm like, we need to have Merlot. Mm-hmm. So maybe another day we'll try the Syrah.
We can buy the white for Jeff.
Okay, side note, random, really quick. Did you guys hear that? I'm trying to get Jeff off white wine, even though he got really sad because apparently there's like a study that white wine can cause melanomas.
Oh,
and so he's like, really, like the my one thing that I got left, you're just gonna like throw that out the window?
Take it away.
Snatch but it. Yeah, so we might convert Jeff to a red wine drinker.
Yes, about damn time.
So, but love you, babe.
We love you, Jeffrey. So that's it. Just remember to check us out if you want to send us your wine recommendation. We're still looking for that blue wine. We are still looking for it locally because we are cheap ass bitches and we refuse to pay for shipping. But we are looking for the blue wine. We do have a couple of listener recommendations coming up. Like I said, we do have some guests coming, so we have some guest picks coming up.
Our next two episodes are actually going to have guests. So.
Yeah. So also, Vanessa actually, found
our
out
our first guest in January. Our first weekend in January also has a guest.
Vanessa also found out that if you check out our Instagram,
yes,
there is a new Instagram
feature. Thank you for remembering, Christy.
Yes.
If you click there's a little flag in the bottom right hand corner of the photo. You can save photos like a favorite, so you can shop with us now. You can flag. You can save our drink with us pictures. So when you are shopping, they're all in one little place, and you can get wine. And drink along.
Yeah, and where can you find us? You can find us on Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, and Gmail.
Snapchat.
Mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT.
And we're on iTunes.
But if you've made it this far, you already know how to spell it, but seriously. Whatever.
And we're on iTunes, Acast, Stitchers, all sorts of different podcast sites. And also you can get us on the Geek Bro Network.
Yes, along with Woo Bro. What's up, bro? Mount Geekmore. Zeros on Heroes. What's good? Cosplay Fame. All these fun podcasts on our network. And there's a new podcast coming. Podcast Rumble, right?
And Podcast Rumble.
Our new Rumble. It's coming
soon,
right?
A wrestling podcast coming soon.
So yeah, so thanks for checking us out, guys. We love your faces. And cheers.
Cheers.